heaven is where I want to be.
Don't you wanna go?
Don't you wanna go?
Don't you wanna go?
Don't you wanna go?
KAYT-FM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO-FM 99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Overcome the trials and the tribulations of the world. Hallelujah. Isaiah said, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And because God will also protect his people, Jeremiah said, I will defend your cause. When this kingdom comes in its fullness, we will be free from all suffering and sorrow. My brothers and sisters, this pastor knows about suffering. This pastor knows about sorrow. Because the moment I took on this position to be a preacher, teacher, to be a servant of the Lord, the enemy said, I'm about to take you out. But the more he tried to take me out there, the more he was putting me in a position to call upon the one who is in control of all things. When the enemy comes at you, and he will, my brothers and sisters, because you and I are all believers, and when you are a believer, you can expect trials and tribulation. Be happy that you are experiencing something, because now you are a witness that what God's word is true in your life, and the enemy is knocking you on your knee. And what he does not understand is that the more he knocks you down, the more closer you get to the Lord, because you said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And that just baffles the enemy, because he can't stand our worship and our praise. And he has to leave, because he does not know how to handle scripture. Dwayne, he can't deal with it. So the moment he hits your physical body with health, start thanking the Lord and praising the Lord. He hid Job with all manifestation, and Job kept praising the Lord. He took away his home. Job kept praising the Lord. He took away his family, but Job kept thanking the Lord. And my point is this, the more the enemy hits you, start praying. The Lord's prayer, your prayer ought to be personal. Don't let the enemy get an advantage over you. You already have an advantage. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Don't let the enemy have the advantage. We are in Christ, and Christ has done it all for us. My brothers and sisters, so you lost your job, start praying. So a loved one is on drugs, start praying. Your house is about to go into foreclosure, start praying. Because our anxiety just reminds us to start praying. Sister Mathis, I'm way over, I know it. Fourthly, thy kingdom come is a unifying prayer. There are not many kingdoms of God, there's only one. And all who trust in the Lord are one. There is not a Baptist. Hello. There is not a Methodist. There is not a Catholic. There is not a congregational kingdom. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. In this prayer, we hope for the day when all division will be done away with, and we will be one kingdom, praising God together. And finally, thy kingdom come is a unifying prayer. As Christian, we hold dual citizenship. Paul said, our citizenship is in heaven, for we are governed by man's law, but also by biblical truths. As believers, we are loyal to our nation, but we recognize that we belong to God's kingdom. Nation may rise and nations may fall, but we are part of a holy and a perfect kingdom that will last forever. Now we know why Jesus said, pray, thy kingdom come. And if you invoke God's blessing, which is praying, praying is just simply invoking God. We're coming into a covenant agreement with him. The Lord says, I will bless you according to my divine purpose for your life, and I will bless you according to his riches and glory. When we come into the house of the Lord, we come to worship and praise. Felton, we worship him for who he is. We praise him for all the great things he have done. My brothers and sisters, if you can't shout sometime, you ought to be able to wave your hand. If you can't wave your hand, you ought to be able to nod your head. You cannot praise the Lord and not do anything. When you come into a relationship with the Lord, this thing is personal. Our Father, Abba, Yahweh, Adonai, we call upon the name of the Lord, for he is worthy of all praise, he is worthy of all honor, and he is worthy of all glory. Is there a church who know that you know that you know that you know that you know? He is Lord. He got you up this morning. He started you on your way. He put food on your table. Clothes on your back. The job we have, he gave it to us. Our children are all on loan, but he gave us that too. The name that we have, we don't even own it. But one day, one great day, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain will be caught up. Is there anybody in the house who know that you know that you know that you know that you know you are baptized, born again believer, and Jesus is Lord, worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor, and worthy of all glory? If you did not know, now you do know who Jesus is. He is Savior. He's Deliverer. He's King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. He's our lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's our way out of no way, the first and the last. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is all we need. He is our Savior and our King and our Lord. Where I am, there ye may also start praying for us. Pentecostal music. Pentecostal. It ain't about a religion. It's about a relationship. And when you got a relationship, you can't hold your peace. When you got a relationship, you can't sit still. When you got a relationship, that's something that happens on the inside of you. Is there anybody in the house who have a relationship with the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings? And one day, he's coming back. No more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no more suffering. We will rejoice in being with the Lord forever. The doors of the church open. If you're here today and you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come in a Christian experience. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. Is there one today? Don't look at your husband. Don't look at your wife. Don't look at your children. The Lord has made this thing personal. And if the Lord has blessed you and has done something in your life, he said, now come while the blood is still warm in your vein. Is there one today? Is there one today? Is there one today? Don't forget to pray.